I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. Four presidential candidates were in Atlanta yesterday for a number of campaign stops. GPB's Robert Jimerson reports.
In town were Biden, Beto, Buttigieg, and Booker. The four White House hopefuls campaigned across Atlanta, courting Democratic voters and raising money. During a blitz through the city, each candidate laid out their campaign promises and stance on a number of issues. Healthcare and women's reproductive rights were common themes among the candidates.
I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right.
This assault on women's reproductive rights is an assault on women, but it's a particularly assault on African American women.
Each candidate also spoke about voter suppression and shared ideas on how to improve turnout and increase voter participation. More than half of the 23 Democratic candidates have campaigned here during this election cycle. It is another sign that Georgia is shaping up to be a key state for Democrats as they try to reclaim the White House in 2020. For GPB News, I'm Robert Jimerson in Atlanta.
Former President Jimmy Carter is being recognized for his contributions to relations between the U.S. and China. Carter, who was president from 1977 to 1981, will receive the inaugural George H.W. Bush Award for Statesmanship in U.S.-China Relations. A private ceremony is scheduled next week at the Carter Center in Atlanta. This is the second recognition that the oldest living president has received this week. Emory University granted the 94-year-old Carter tenure after serving as university distinguished professor for 37 years. Well, a judge has imposed a $1 million fine on the owner of an unlicensed landfill 13 miles southwest of Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, where towering mountains of debris have been burning since last September. The AJC reports the judge also ordered Tandy Ross Bullock to remove all waste from the six-acre site within 120 days. Fulton County and Bullock have been fighting over the landfill since 2007, and Bullock has been arrested three times over the fire. Bullock has 30 days to appeal. A Metro Atlanta county will be one of three pilot sites nationwide to run a federal program aimed at preventing the spread of HIV. GPB's Sophia Salaby reports.
In 2017, Georgia had the second highest rate in the nation of new diagnoses of HIV. Now, the Atlanta-based Centers for Disease Control is giving $1.5 million to DeKalb County to fight the spread of the disease. It's part of a Trump administration initiative to cut HIV transmission by 75% in the next 5 years. Starting this July, the Department of Public Health will work with county health officials to expand HIV testing and provide care to those who are HIV positive. The pilot will go through the end of the year. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
And in sports, the Atlanta Braves have reportedly offered free agent pitcher Dallas Keuchel a one-year contract worth $13 million. Keuchel won the American League Cy Young Award in 2015. The contract offer is reportedly subject to Keuchel passing a physical, which is scheduled for today. Meanwhile, the Braves lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates last night, final score 6-1. The Braves will continue their road trip tonight as they head to Miami for a weekend series with the Marlins. First pitch, 7:10. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.